Frances Curry is a member of the United Methodist Women. It's a group that advocates for several legislative topics, including issues of faith and caring for low-income Texans. She's been actively involved in the legislature for several years from her home in Monahans, Texas, about 400 miles from the Capitol Dome, a distance she says doesn't keep her from knowing what's going on.
Through technology and news stations and things, you can find out things in a second.
The Methodist Women are also connected to an advocacy group in Austin, so the local group helps send out updates across the state.
Emails come anytime there's a bill that's being presented that has to do with issues of faith that we'd be concerned about, we're given information about, so extremely helpful.
Darlene Alfred lives just up I-35 in Salado. If a really big bill or committee hearing is coming up, she can hop in the car and get to Austin. But without her own regimen of surfing the net, reading newspapers, and watching TV news broadcasts, she wouldn't know when to hop in the car. As a leader in her activist community, Alfred has set up a Facebook page and a Twitter feed to share articles she thinks are important for her friends to read.
And this is a way for them to be involved without looking for it. And as I continue to do that, I saw that after a couple weeks went by, they would send me a text and say, hey, I haven't seen anything lately. What happened to, you know, do you know what the result was from the information that you sent me 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months ago? So that tells me that they're not only listening, but they're following.
Ilka Vega also uses social media to follow legislative action. She's a U.S. citizen living in Juarez, Mexico, and attending a private high school in El Paso. But she and her classmates don't use social media just for sharing articles.
I think we get to see it from a different perspective, because rather of just reading an article in the newspapers, you get to see how it really affects people. It's not only facts, but it's what people are feeling, how people are being affected.
She says those discussions about how legislation is affecting people locally often turn into brainstorming sessions looking for solutions.
They're doing this wrong, or maybe we could do this better, and maybe I have an idea, and if I share with my friends over there, maybe they'll share with someone else, and we can create a change, because if we actually come together and we have more voices, it's how our own voice have more power if we come together to speak up.
All of them say there's nothing quite like a trip to Austin. Having the time to attend and even testify before a committee on legislation is a dream for all of them. But in the meantime, modern technology does provide a path to follow their passions under the dome. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.